great readings today. And there is much that we could reflect upon. But I just want to reflect on one word: repent. That's the first word out of Jesus' mouth as he begins his ministry. Repent. And today, Jesus says to us, repent. For Jesus' kingdom has visited this earth and is among us. That concept of repent or repentance is found throughout the Hebrew scriptures, is found throughout the Christian scriptures, is found in the lives of great saints and the sacred writings that have come down to us. But that idea of repent or repentance sometimes turns us off. We want to sort of stay away from it. And I think one of the reasons is because we equate that word repent with legalism, with law, with commandments. And sometimes we have to admit we don't like to be told what to do. And so we sort of maybe not really struggle with that whole word of repent or repentance. And yet the concept, that word symbolizes relationships. Relationships with God, with Jesus, with one another, within our families, as we encounter strangers. How are we living with one another? How are we living our relationship with God? And sometimes we have to admit it's not very good. We sin. And so when Jesus says, repent, the kingdom of God is among you, or the kingdom of heaven is among you, he's really saying God wants to have an intimate relationship with you. You know, a number of years ago, a survey was taken. It just dawned on me. Sometimes I think of things as I'm preaching that they polled Catholics and asked them, do they believe that they can have an intimate relationship with God? And the majority said no. And the reason people gave no is because God was divine, they were human, and they didn't think there could be a connection. And yet God wants to be intimately in relationship with you and with me. You will notice three times at this liturgy, as I end prayers, I will use the term God in love with us. God is constantly in love with us. And so if we don't repent, or we're not aware of perhaps sometimes changing our attitudes, changing our actions, our mindset, whatever, we lose out. We lose out in our life. It's like, and I'm sure there are many families in this assembly who could connect with this, it's like if you had a brokenness within family. Say two sisters don't get together. How they lose out on the goodness of a sister-sister relationship. Or in this world now, you know, terrorism or people shooting, whatever. You know, we lose out on life, on treating people with dignity and respect, and not opening fire on them or exploding some weapon. In the second reading of today, Paul is encouraging the church in Corinth, be united. When we are disunited, we lose out on something very good. Does it mean we have to agree? So, for instance, the impeachment of the president going on in Washington, you don't have to agree, but people have to be united in what is good for the country. We have to be united in what is good for the church. We have to be united in what might be good for our family. So repent is not really legalistic or like that. Repenting means be in good relationship with your God, with our God. Be in good relationship with one another, so that goodness and God-likeness may be yours. Be in good relationship. And so that's one of the messages I think we hear today from Sacred Scripture.